Hello, my name is Al from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Certain to vote.
Thank you so much. And will you please tell me your age?
63.
Thank you so much. Now, in Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
White.
Thank you so much. In general speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Wrong.
Okay. Thinking about elections for Congress, will you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you your impressions for some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, somewhat favorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. MAGA Republicans.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Next one is Joe Biden.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Next one, Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Next one is Darren Soto.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Next one is Kamala Harris.
Somewhat favorable.
About Democrats in Congress.
Somewhat favorable, I guess.
Thank you. Next one is Project 2025.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Next one is Ron DeSantis.
Somewhat favorable.
And last one, Thomas Kalfuk.
I don't know who that is.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Harris.
Thank you. And if the election for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mukherjee Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Probably the Democrat.
Thank you so much. And if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Kalfuk, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Probably Republican.
Thank you. As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Will you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. First one is Darren Soto. Is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive for Central Florida families. Next one is Colonel Thomas Calfoot. Is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Shalifux will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Shalifux will take his experience as a small business and multi-million-dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. If the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Calfoux, the Republican candidate, Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Probably Republican.
Thank you. Now, which one of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? First one, I got securing our border, bringing down rent prices, making owning a home more affordable, making health care affordable for working families, promoting traditional values in schools, protecting abortion rights, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, protecting Social Security and Medicare, tackling crime and improving public safety, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, ending the gun violence epidemic, lowering grocery prices, or lowering inflation and gas prices.
Affordable homes.
Thank you so much. Let me see here. And what will be the next most important issue?
Social Security.
Thank you so much. Now, we're about halfway. We're actually about 60%. We're almost done here. Thank you again for your time, for your patience. Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress, assuming that each of these is accurate. Please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for that candidate, or would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out of pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower health care costs for everyone. Is that a very convincing, somewhat convincing, or does not have any effect on your decision?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next one, Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, or does not have any effect on your decision?
Very convincing.
Thank you. Next one, Soto has worked to keep our communities safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws baked by sheriff and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, or does not have any effect on your decision?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Thomas Kalfuchs will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, or does not have any effect on your decision?
Somewhat.
Thank you. We're almost done here. Just two more and we're done with this part. Next one says Thomas Kalfuchs is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out of control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, or does not have any effect on your decision?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And last one says Thomas Kalfuchs will support the Trump-baked America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Kalfuchs will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, or does not have any effect on your decision?
Does not affect.
Thank you so much. Now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Kalfuchs, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Republican.
Thank you. Now we're about 80%. We're done. We're almost done here. Just a few more statements and we're done. Now let me read statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of the following statement is accurate, please tell me if this will have caused you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubts, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that targeted our small businesses. Does that make you have serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect at all?
No effect.
Thank you so much. Next one says, as chairman of the Osceola County Board School Board, Thomas Kalfuchs voted to give himself a 3.84% pay raise while criticizing, quote, wasteful spending in the education budget and voting to increase taxes for Osceola families. Does that make you have serious doubts, some doubts, or does that have any effect?
No effect.
Thank you so much. Next one, Kalfuchs called for a, quote, complete overhaul of the existing healthcare system, the Affordable Care Act, which will roll back healthcare for millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions. Does that make you have serious doubts, some doubts, or makes no effect?
Some doubts.
Thank you. Next one, Darren Soto has supported the fail immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress. does that make you have serious doubts, some doubts, or does not have any effect?
Some doubts.
Thank you. Just two more and we're done with this part. Megan landlord Thomas Galifux went to court to evict over 50 small businesses, including a church in Kissimmee, and has tied up the courts pursuing a host of small claims suits. Does that make you serious doubts, some doubts, or does not have any effect on your decision?
Does not.
Thank you. And last one says Thomas Galifux personally loaned his campaign to $2 million and is charging his own campaign interest, allowing him to turn a profit by running for office. Does that make you have serious doubts, some doubts, or does not have any effect on your decision?
No effect.
Thank you so much. Now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Galifux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Republican.
Thank you. And what is your primary source for national and political news? Talk Radio, El Nuevo Día, Orlando Sentinel, your local newspaper, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, Mega TV, America TV, or cable news networks, internet-based news sources, or social media apps or services?
Local station.
Talk radio. Okay. Is that talk radio or local newspaper?
No, local TV, excuse me.
TV? Okay.
Local TV.
Thank you so much. Now, from which network will you say you get most of your news? Newsmax, MSNBC, Fox News, ABC. CNN?
ABC.
I beg your pardon? Okay.
ABC.
You said ABC?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some? Not by that.